This is the Faith and Family column. It's entitled New Beginnings and the Good News, written by Janelle Hooper. There are many ways to calculate newness. Clear the new year is one, though the church's new year started back in early December with Advent, and perhaps this season also means new to you in other ways. After we moved in December of 2021, January meant a new school, new friends, new neighbors, new grocery store. My kids didn't love being a new student in the middle of the school year, and I didn't love having to remember all the new places where I boxed our stuff, and not all aspects of something new or enjoyable. We've been in our house for a year now, and I still consider us new. How long does newness last, I wonder? The Apostle Paul reminded the people of Corinth, "We were the first to come all the way to you with the good news of Jesus Christ." Perhaps the church in Corinth had been taught something about faith in Christ, but it was still new to them a year later. And it's not hard to imagine that the Corinthians, who for generations had followed Jewish teachings and were daily immersed in Roman culture, still finding Christ's teachings new. They hadn't been saturated in them for all that long, which is why Paul also says not to compare yourself with others. Perhaps the good news of Christ's love is new to you, or maybe it's speaking to you in some new ways. In a 2011 interview with Britain's Telegraph, poet Maya Angelou said, "I'm always amazed when people walk up to me and say, 'I'm a Christian.' I think, 'Already? You've already got it?' I'm working at it, which means that I try to be as kind and fair and generous and respectful and courteous to every human being." It's helpful to remember that our families are full of people at different stages of their faith journeys. What may be a new concept to them may be not new to you. So, how can we treat each other with generosity as we approach new theologies or new faith experiences at our own pace? As we enter this season of new beginnings, perhaps we might pay attention to how we compare ourselves to others. Whether we're comparing faith practices or beliefs, what people wear, or the size of their houses, maybe we can add some humble humor using Angelou's example, "Already?" and do our best to be kind, fair, generous, respectful, and courteous to every human being. Here are some practices. Find ways to catch yourself when you start to compare. Does comparing make you feel better or worse, or does it depend? You can be gentle with yourself and others when trying new things. What does it feel like to be new at something? And use positive humor when trying something new. You can be generous with yourself.